Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Well, I've got sad news.
Oh, crap.
The Bulwer Lytton Fiction Contest.
Right.
Ever heard of it?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
I entered it once. Go ahead.
Well, it makes sense.
And I turned right around because it's not what I thought it was.
It makes sense that you would enter it because what it is, it's to celebrate how terrible the English language can be. What it did is it would look at the worst opening lines to the worst novels ever written and then award a prize. I guess, like, is it the Razzies, which is like the worst movie made that year?
Yeah, that's like the opposite of the Oscars.
That's right. That's right. What this is. So the grand prize for 2024 for the worst opening to a novel is from Lawrence Person of Austin, Texas. He wrote in his book, "She had a body that reached out and slapped my face like a 5-pound ham hock tossed from a speeding truck."
What in the hell?
The runner-up was Joel Phillips. "Mrs. Higgins' body was found in the pantry, bludgeoned with a potato ricer and lying atop a 50-pound sack of Yukon Golds, her favorite for making gnocchi, though some people consider them too moist for this purpose."
I actually love that. I love gnocchi. That's pretty great.
Yeah. So.
So this happens every year, this contest?
Since 1983. And they are
fun.
Yeah. And they've been doing it since 1983. And here's a special award that was last year, for instance. "It was a sunny day in Los Angeles, hot and bright, and I was in my office playing mahjong against myself and losing when she walked in, 120 pounds of dynamite, a blonde with legs that began at her ankles and ended in trouble."
I love that, too. These are supposed to be bad. I love all of these.
Yes.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh.
So how long do you think it typically takes? I mean, if you were to think about it, you know how records go gold and they go platinum?
Yeah.
Right? How long do you think that would take typically for a popular song? Don't you think it'd be like, you know, a few months?
Year? Well, Taylor Swift doesn't count, right? Because isn't she immediately...
Yes, like, probably.
I don't know. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah, a year.
Well, you know the LL Cool J song Headsprung?
No.
It goes like this. This is Headsprung. You've heard this.
Nope.
You have not heard this?
Well, remember, I spent a lot of time listening to Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith.
This song came out August 31st of 2004. It has just gone platinum. It took 21 years.
That's awesome.
But it has just gone platinum, which means it has 1 million certified units. So, and here's another thing I did not know. Because with streaming, we don't buy CDs, we don't buy records the way we used to. And that used to count as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
So now what they do is, if an individual song has 1,500 streams,
okay,
that's considered one unit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
that's interesting. That's a good...
Yeah.
I never thought about how they changed it up for the modern consumption of music.
It used to be really simple, just how many records did you sell? And now they have to do it a complicated way.
And I will say this. I think... And people can text in if they've found the same thing with the Ute. But the Utes of America, meaning 7th, 8th grade, all the way through high school, I feel like are discovering old school rap... 50 Cent, LL Cool J. Eminem
good.
Is old to them,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's
yeah.
old to them. But what are even some of the ones from 90s? Name something from the 90s. I'm blanking.
Dre, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Snoop,
Dr.
Nas.
Dre. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and Snoop was already pretty big with young kids
yeah.
because he's in pop culture. But I've noticed so many high schoolers are listening to 90s rap.
Mobb Deep.
Never heard of Mobb Deep.
Oh, man. You got to stop it. You need to stop it. So, you know Polymarket, which is an aggregator of polls, like, you know, all kinds of different
obviously
stuff. So, there's an interactive poll. And this one actually comes from Social Strategies. All right. And okay. Social Strategies is considered a nonpartisan A-rated public opinion poll. They just did 2028 presidential election numbers. And they put J.D. Vance up against three different candidates. He loses to Pete Buttigieg by 4 percentage points, Gavin Newsom by 2 percentage points, and the only person he's beating is Stephen A. Smith. J.D. Vance, but only by 2 percentage points, 37 to 35%.
Wow.
That is as of yesterday.
My mom, not a big Stephen A. Smith fan. I don't think she knows who he is. She just knows that there's someone yelling on the television.
That would be Stephen A.
When my brother was like, when we were younger, my brother would be listening, you know, watching ESPN. Who's that guy that's so mad?
His radio show is entertaining. Let's not do the Stephen A. for president thing. Yeah. Let's cut it out with all that.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.